Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences joining us today. Charles C., tell me how growers can incorporate Culex herbicide into their weed management plan.
Well, for broadleaf weed control, Culex herbicide fits as the core of a weed management program in wheat. It provides the grower with advanced, broad-spectrum control of troublesome weed species, such as mirestel, henbit, and mustards. Culex allows for application flexibility, so growers can customize their plans to fit their specific needs and challenges. You can apply Culex in the fall or in the spring because it has a big application window from two-leaf to flagleaf emergence stage. In addition, Culex herbicide is now labeled for a pre-seed application. Culex is tank mix compatible with other herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and you can run the product with 100% UAN liquid fertilizer. If needed, a producer can tank mix Culex with a residual herbicide for added soil activity or run it with PowerFlex HL to achieve grass and broadleaf weed control.
And you can learn more by visiting FlexibleWeedControl.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at FlexibleWeedControl.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Buyers of wheat in the international marketplace have decided in more and more cases to buy wheat from Black Sea countries, countries like the Ukraine and Russia. According to Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson out of Oklahoma State, this shift in preference of where you buy your wheat internationally may be a permanent thing.
I think it is a permanent change. And, you know, there's been a lot of articles in the market this, and the buzz going on is that Australia's lost their Eastern Asian market, the Indonesian market to Russia and to the Ukraine. The general consensus is it's permanent. Russia's production has increased from less than 2 billion bushels to 3.1 this last year. They're putting all that out on export. Their average cost of production for a bushel of Russian wheat is $3.38 a bushel.
Wow.
Australian is $5.88. Oklahoma, our average cost per bushel is probably somewhere between $4.50 to $5.50.
So the Black Sea countries can raise quality wheat cheaper than we can. Why?
Well, if you look at where they are, they're probably, their production areas equivalent to ours would be Nebraska North. They've got a good deep soil. They've got the moisture for it. They've got, it's just set for good quality wheat production. And they've now increased their improved their infrastructure. They got the shipping, they got the equipment, they got the seeds, they got the, in other words, they can move the inputs in and they can move the wheat out. They're taking advantage of that.
Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson, a little bit of a preview of what he'll be saying in his conversation with Dave Deacon this weekend on SUNUP on OETA. American Farmers and Ranchers, their annual convention kicking off today into the weekend. Several featured speakers include Roger Johnson, National Farmers Union President, Chief Executive Officer of the National Association of Wheat Growers, Chandler Gould, and they've got the Peterson Brothers coming down from Kansas. Latest drought monitor readings about the same as a week ago for Oklahoma. 99.9% of the state in at least moderate drought, 89% in severe drought, and about 38% of the state right now in extreme drought, according to that latest drought monitor reading. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 14th annual Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, February 28th at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling 100 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd, including sons of B&B Identity and Generation 2100. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. Also featuring yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information, call 580-488-3889 or go to the website at www.quartermastercreek.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.